Now, puppy, even if you're comfy and lazy, unless you've drifted off on me, which would be quite an achievement with me pouring all these doting words in your ear, it's probably time for you to get up. You can yawn, sweet stuff, and stretch as much as you like, but you're gonna have to get up. You can sleep tight with these words some other time if you're still aware, still awake enough that I'm able to get through to you. Then come on. One, two, big yawn. Come on, uppies, puppy. Slowly coming up for me, finding your way up with me. This is where you can wake up, pup. Let yourself stir. An open mouth yawn, or a luxurious stretching of your body, ruffling of your fur. Whatever sticks with you, sticks with you, but moving around will have to happen. And what you've done so far will have to do, no matter how much you'd like to be back, down, there. There so often is a way back down there later. You get your treats now and then, and your walks when you need them, walking around your mind, using tools like mine, and you can borrow my voice, unless you have one already incorporated in the design of your puppy brain, hun. 4, 5, shaking off the muzzy fuzzy deeper dreams. 6, 7, and you may be different than you were before. You may be how you seem to be when you are attending to, attentive to, alongside me, walking through your brain. Everything before this, all its little tricks, all the suggestions, can slip into place, be stored for later, help you keep pace for what's in store for you later. And we just place attentive, sinking bliss. Useful, unthinking bliss can replace all the words that came before this, before this, before you started following, somewhat deeper in, somewhat deeper down, following along now as you go up. It's just the opposite of before. It's wake up, pup, up, pup. And maybe there is a walk or a treat or something good for you out beyond the bounds of this deeper doggy dream of these desires inside, now externalized, warm and continuous, a lesson put in place, you keeping pace as I rise up too, alertness gradually returning, a shared nap completed, a shared lesson completed, and it may take more than one lesson, and more than one time down, and things will only increase, even if any hazy-daisy laziness reduces and lessens now. You still have your lessons now. Carry them with you. You're a good pup. Come on up, 8, 9, and 10. You can go again when it's time, puppy. But right now, your time with me is done, and you can have fun elsewhere. And come back here when you need a little topping up, pup. When you want to let your brain roll over and be bowled over by consistent signals toward the ecstatic, learning, good puppy, drop and rise. Two parts of the same part whenever you drop. You rise, up, up, in case I accidentally encouraged you to think of me and what happens when we together go for walkies. 1, 2, 3, up, up. Have a good, good time, puppy. And I'm done for now, but I'm here for you next time. Come back and see me. Come back and roll over. In your brain, right where all these useful bits of training are going to remain until you decide they're going to be used again, taking the leash in your own mouth and maybe handing it out.